Blog Talk Radio.
Get off, man, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild this evening. This is our Mother's Day, our tribute to Mother's Day. We're going to have that kind of as a topic, and Seth and I were talking a little bit earlier before we got our hair on, before we got our brains engaged. He came in and says, "Oh my goodness, it's like it's on in 8 minutes." It's like, no, I've got to get my stuff together.
But more time.
But we thought about, kind of doing some of the best stories, the worst stories, all those things that you did to your mom or didn't do to your mom, while you're growing up. We do have a caller tonight, and I think this might be a number I recognize, and it's like we'll bring her on here in a little bit. So I think she's got some questions. I know she's been having some interesting dreams, so it's like, we'll talk to our dreaming mom here tonight. But, any of you guys have anything that you want to share? Because I know in Seth's case, he said his mom is crossed over on the other side, and I definitely know mine is crossed over, so it's kind of like the little guys on Angels in the Outfield, with JP and Roger, says I think it was Roger's mom was dead, and JP's, dad was dead, and he says, well, I wonder if your mom and my dad are best friends on the other side, because you're my best friend here, And Roger's like, yeah, that could happen. It's like, you're my best friend too, JP. So it's like it really makes you wonder, because You know, sometimes, you know, we have our group, you know, that follows us around, and as we meet people, it's like, you know, you kind of wonder, it's like they have to be meeting each other on the spiritual level somehow, because if, you know, if the two people are interacting, you know, on the physical level, it's like, you know, you kind of sit there and go, are our spiritual groups interacting, and are they playing nicely? We hope they are. You know? We hope they're not sitting there, you know, pelting each other with, you know, sour grapes or energy balls or anything like that. I don't think they do that on that side.
Really, you in line with the people you don't want to talk to.
Yeah. I do know we have some Mother's Day specials that are going on, and it's actually to the end of the month. Seth has been running a May special for on his webpage, and what is that? It's www.psychicseth.com, right? It's psychicseth.com, okay. He's been running his May special. It's, what is it, 20? Why don't you tell him? Because, you know, I'm thinking it's 20. You said 25 for 30 minutes. Is that right?
Right, right. So I call it the Super Saver May Day special, and we're doing $25 for 30 minutes. We're doing 50 for an hour, and there's some other things that I'll do too. We can do Skype reading or whatever, but really it's cool. Just kind of getting, you know, myself going and getting things rolling. I'm really excited, and I see a lot of really cool things starting out, but I want everybody else to kind of get to know me too, so it's a really good opportunity.
You know, and that's sometimes really a nice gift. You know, it's like if you know, you can get your mom is a reading, and it's like sometimes we want to be careful with our verbiage, because the older generation, of course. Now my mom was different, because she's where I got what psychic ability I have, so she wasn't afraid of the word psychic, and she was a very, you know, spiritual person, you know, very much Bible believing type person. So, but the word psychic didn't freak her out. Now for other people who do, you can say, well, mom, you know, I got you this you know, really, really good intuitive session with this really interesting person. You know, it's like, and you know, they might be able to, like, you know, talk to dad, you know, or something like that on the other side. Yeah, and say, so how do you phrase that? Yeah, well, you know, dad has some things that he left unsaid, and it's like maybe you'd like to hear them, you know, something like that.
Right. But you know, the interesting thing about it is most of the time, they don't even realize that they've been hearing the stuff that they need to hear all along, and we can just, you know, validate for them the information that they need to hear, you know. So really, really interesting when you get a second opinion on something you've already been thinking about. So a really good thing.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, and we hear that so much. It's like, you know, a lot of people anymore, and I do. I think that, you know, it's like that's one of the things that was foretold. It says, you know, in the last days I will pour my spirit out, you know, upon the people, and it's like, you know, your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions, you know, and all of that. And the other one talks about, you know, the men servants and maid servants, and, you know, it's like everybody is going to have that extra, you know, whatever portion of that spirit being poured out on these days, because, and I think in the Native American way they call it the skins between worlds are thinner. It's like, you know, in other cultures I've heard, you know, the veils between the worlds are thinner, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's becoming easier, like, and in quantum physics they call it the you know, it's like the dimensional, what is it, the dimensional shifts, or it's like, you know, the vibrations between dimensions, there we go, are more closely aligning. So it's like, you know, it's really an interesting time, because it's a time when science and spirituality are finally getting a little bit closer together. So it's, I don't know, very interesting. And we got a couple more callers, so, oh my goodness. Let's see, one thing I always forget here, it's like we're gonna plug this in here too, is like, you know, make sure you guys go visit www.psychicsgonewild.com, because, you know, pretty much everybody there that's on the show, everybody's got a page of some sort or other, and then the ones that have other web pages besides that, you know, go check them out and see what some of their, I call them deals and steals are, you know, for the month, that kind of thing. And let's see, oh yes, and coffee, yes, that's right, Jethro said something about the month of May, the merry, merry month of May, it's like, is going to be very merry coffee and tea weather, you know, specials, that kind of stuff. I'm not precisely sure what his coffee special for the month is or whatever, but I know he's got a page on there for Jethro's cup of coffee, something like that, and Seth and I also do that too, but I'm really old-fashioned. I just have a phone number, and it's like, you know, people, the best way to get a hold of me is go 719-289-4907 and leave a message. I know it sounds like McDonald's, but, you know, I do return calls. If you
well, you know, the one thing I love about that coffee, too, and I just had myself a cup, it, I have, like, acid indigestion. I can drink
right.
that coffee. It doesn't give me anything more. It's
exactly.
totally, it helps me do exactly what, you know, it was meant to do. And I don't have to add sugar to it. I mean, not to throw another ad out there or anything, but, I mean, it's just awesome. It just is.
And it is, you know, I mean, that, and that's the whole thing about it. It's like people who have given up coffee because they said, oh, man, I can't do it, you know, for acid reflux. This stuff, because
yeah.
of the herb in it, because of that Ganoderm in it, it actually does help people get rid of acid reflux. It helps them, you know, I mean, I had a girlfriend with her digestive disorder stuff. It's like, you know, straightened her out, like, you know, in about a week, you know, and it's like, it was just, I mean, it's, I've seen it do phenomenal things. I mean, for me, it got rid of the cataracts in my, it took 90 days because at first I was only doing, you know, a pack a day of the coffee, and it's like, I didn't know any different. I was like, well, you know, pretty soon I was like, hey, you know, this eye I couldn't see out of this, like, it's getting clearer. And, you know, pretty soon it's like, wow, all the cataracts and white things are gone. It's like, I wish I'd have had a better picture of it, you know, when I started out.
My older
people saw it and they said, Mom, you look freaky. You know, it's like my left eye, you know, the pupil was normal. It was black and the other, you know, one was like white. And they said, you look weird. And nobody thought to take a photo. And I was like, dang it. You know, photo representations are always so much more, you know, enlightening. But, yeah. Anyway, all right, and then it's getting to be tea weather, and it's like that, well, yes, I know, I'm like you, it's like, this stuff makes great iced coffee, too. It's like, you know, stick a few ice cubes in the blender, you know, whatever, a little bit of, you know, French vanilla stuff, but honey, you know, if you don't want to use sugar, it's like, use the honey, you know, for sweeteners. You can also use, like, some drops, you know, those, it's, you know, for baking stuff, it's like the really concentrated, like, it's not food drops, it's, oh, shoot, what's it called? It's like the oils, like, you know, peppermint oil or orange oil or, you know, I mean, you can get the little teeny bottles and they're like a flavoring and, man, they strong and it's like about two or three drops in a cup and it's like you get the flavor of it without any calories, you know.
Right.
So it's like it's one way to right. make a really, you know, really good iced, you know, iced flavored coffee, something like that, or iced tea. So anyway, okay.
Real quick, have you ever used to sunbrew your tea, like your tea selections, you ever use that to sunbrew your tea?
You know, I used to do that with regular, with the regular tea, but it's like with the stuff that I make it now, because we've been making it all winter, it's like I actually make the tea. I've got like a ginormous like stainless steel pot, and I put 3 gallons of water in it, and I put 6 tea bags in it. I actually put five bags of the green tea, and I put 1 bag of the red tea in, and it's like it. I bring it to a boil, and it's like, and then I turn it back down. We just leave it, like, you know, simmer on the stove for about half an hour. It's like, and then let it cool, you know, put the lid on, let it cool off, and then, you know, fish the tea bags out when it's cool. It's like, it's amazing. It's like, it turns it really dark.
Yeah.
And you get 3 gallons. You know, you get 3 gallons of tea for, like, you know, 6 tea bags. I'm like, oh, now where else can you do that?
Yeah, that's good.
All righty. Well, are we ready to, my shockwave, whatever, crashed on me, so we'll have to see what that does to the studio for me. That'll be really fun.
It's okay.
Okay,
I'm in there too.
Great.
So
right. Yay, okay. Well, why don't we start out with area code 208 this evening, and we'll see if this, oh, you know what, you might have to click on that stuff, because this, oh, look at there, okay, I'm going to have to just stop this doggone thing, and see, I'm going to stop it, and see if I can get the studio to respond to what I'm doing, and
okay.
I can't, if you can you click on 208, yeah, I clicked on that live mic thing there, it's like, okay, you got that?
Yeah, hi 208, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? This is Misty.
Hi, Misty. We haven't talked about a week or so. How are you doing?
Right. I'm doing all right. I have more on my shoulders now. I'm taking care of brand new kittens that the mom banded.
Oh, you had a lot on your shoulders before.
Say what?
You had a lot on your shoulders before, too. So, another addition.
Yeah.
A lot going on there. So, how can we help you today?
I would like to know what my dream meant. I had another dream the other night, and it was, I was in a doctor's office, or like a, I don't know, like in a hospital or something like that, and the room was full of sadness, and then I was in there for quite some time, and then when I then my husband came and picked me up because it was time for me to go home, and it just felt so sadness. And I was just wondering if there was a meaning to that dream, like if I'm looking for some poor help along the way.
Okay. Now, I'm pretty new with the dreams. Now, it's like some of them I get right away, and is there any like the one thing about dreams is if you can notice that little things sometimes mean the most. So, are there any other like colors or people that you noticed, or did you hear anything going on in the background? Is there anything else you can give us this year?
My doctor was in there, and it was like the room was full of white, just the color of white.
Right.
And I recognized my husband in there, and no fears.
Right. How was he in the dream?
Sad.
He was sad, but
yeah.
Was he a patient or was he a visitor?
He was a visitor.
Okay. All right. And you yourself, were you a visitor or a patient?
I was the patient.
You were the patient?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so our dreams can be, they can just be like warnings of something that might happen in the future, or they could just be calls of attention to something you might want to pay, you know, might want to take notice to right now. So one thing with white is going to be the color of divinity. Okay, so your sadness and your dream, your husband was sad and you were sad, right?
Right.
What kind of doctor were you seeing, or what reason were you in the hospital?
It was like, in a hospital, small clinic. So it's a normal doctor I usually see, and he works at the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like when I woke up, I got the message that if you don't change your health, it will go bad. That's from what I got.
Ooh. I think you're getting more precognitive dreams. It's like, you and I have had those dietary conversations. She and I have had dietary conversations before. I think that's pretty literal. Wow.
Yeah.
And did you have any pain in your dream or anything, or did you feel any, when you woke up, did you have any pressure, or did you feel like energy flowing in any one area of your body?
No, I just felt really, really tired, like wore out, drag out, tired. It was just all weird.
Well, and that could be interesting compared to what you have going on right now in your life. You're extremely stressed out. With everything that's going on between your husband's needs, your family's needs, and the needs from outside that you guys need to take care of. That's just a call right there that you need to take care of yourself during this time. You understand?
Okay. Right.
And your body could be telling you right now that this is right now is the time that I need to start looking at myself, not later on. That's kind of what I would pull from it, right? Just thinking about it right now, but I mean, you do. You have a lot going on. And taking care of yourself is going to be one way that you make it through this.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Better.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does. I've always am the kind of person that take care of everybody else besides myself. You know, everybody goes, you know, everybody's first.
Except you, and you're last.
Yes.
You know what? I got an interesting little anecdote there. It's like, this is something that the people, you know, when you go for an airplane ride and they, you know, begin to, the steward or stewardess begins to explain to people, especially if you have a small child beside you in the seat, the first thing they look at parents and they say, you parents, you must put your own oxygen mask on first should something go wrong with the plane, because if you are trying to help your child get your child's mask on and you pass out, you do your child no good. So put your own on first and then put your child on.
Right.
And it's like, you know, that's really a message for moms, because moms, and you know, and we're thinking, I'm going back to the topic, you know, Mom's Day. It's like a lot of times, you know, as a mom, we do. It's like we tend to be last. We tend to take care of everybody else first, and our needs get met last. And, you know, that's really sometimes not the best space and place to be in, because, you know, if we go down, who's there to take over and do our job? And the answer really is nobody. So it's like you need to indulge in a little bit of self-care first to make sure that you can continue on doing your job for everybody else. You know, it's like it's not selfish to have self-care. There's, you know, there's a big difference between the two. It's like, you know, you got to keep yourself healthy if you want to be able to, you know, be able to function well to take care of your family. Does that help put it more in better perspective?
Yeah, it does.
Like, take care of yourself so you can take care of your kids and your family and, you know, and your dogs and your cats and your, you know, and everybody
you know,
else you can take care of.
Yesterday I was making dinner for the kids. Well, I was making dinner for the family, you know, and I portioned their food out. And when I got done portioning their food out, I realized that I had not saved enough or portioned enough for myself. So you just kind of like, you're doing everything for everybody else. You know, you're doing everything for everybody else, but you just didn't think about what your needs were too. So definitely get that. And when I think about that, that dream, I totally get that that could be a message from your higher self saying, look, you need to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Definitely.
That makes sense.
All right. Very cool. All righty. Well, let's see. We've only got one other person in chat here, so it's like, you want to paddle on yourself just a little bit. It's like, pick a time, best time, worst time, whatever it was that you, you know, best thing you did to your mom, worst thing you did to your mom, you know, growing up. And it's like, now that they're, you know, if they're on the other side, you know, have you really thought about, gee, everything that I ever did to them that was good or rotten, they now know about? You have anything you want to share with us really quick?
Oh, me?
Earlier. Yeah, you.
Trying to think. I've done a lot of awful things. Like, one, I'll wait until my mom goes to bed at night, then I'll sneak in the pantry and eat all of her candy.
Oh, God.
That was very tame. She knew on shopping day where her candy went, I promise you that.
And give you the third degree. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Misty. And we'll put the back in here so you can hear.
All right. Thank you.
Hope you had a happy Mom's Day today. It's like, golly, you got people in your life there. It's like, it should have been a happy day for you. So, you know. You got
now,
four of your biggest blessings around there.
I hope you can push a button because I'm froze.
Because you're froze. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I rebooted mine. I F5'd mine. So it's like, yes, mine came back up. Ha ha. All righty. And our next person here is area code 352. Let's see if we can talk to you, 352.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. Who are we talking to this evening?
Andrea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how has your mom's day been?
Great. I spent it mostly with the kids, so that's good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if you had any messages for me. And I'm thinking of a couple of things, but if you can just pick, like, one in that message, maybe, you know, it'll direct me where I'm supposed to go.
Well,
I can do
I can
do like a quick tarot read. Whereas mediumship is where I'd like to be one day, I'm not confident in doing that for you just yet. Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do that and restart my computer at the same time. I am a multitasker.
A Mr. Mom tech guy. Cool.
Right.
He needs to remember to count noses before he dishes food out. Yes.
Right. Wait, why did I get that extra plate out? I don't mean
oh,
hey,
man.
Don't you do that?
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, there's not four of us, there's five of us. Hold it. Ah. I got to include the dog and cat, too. Wait a minute.
All right. So what I did was I pulled the Nine of Swords for you right now. And when I look at this card, and I use the Gilded deck, so I have a picture of a woman embracing herself, and she has nine swords that are in different angles above her, with a nice clear picture of the sky outside the window, and she's sitting upright. When I see that card, what I see is you're almost through you're almost through whatever conflict that you're in, and I do sense some kind of conflict. Do you have something going on right now that you've been waiting for that to end?
My kid's father, yeah, but I kind of feel like I'll be like, okay, I'm over, and then he'll come back.
Well, and I don't know so much as that he'll be back, but I think that in either case, whether he's back or I'm not quite seeing that outcome. But what I'm seeing is in either case, it'll be clear for you. It's gonna be a happier ending for you. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like I think that what you are feeling right now, I think you're starting to come into your own, feel who you are, sense more of your love for yourself, for your family, for your needs, and I think that very soon you're going to realize that there's more for you out there. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm. What's more out there, though? What do you mean by that?
So are you thinking of any specific direction, as in relationships, job?
Relationship and basically, you know, just going back to school. So that would count as a job. I mean, because you have to actually get education to have a good job,
right.
I suppose.
I absolutely feel you, like you're going back to school. What would you be studying by going back to school?
X-ray tech.
X-ray tech.
That's a good field. That is a good field.
Yeah, and I do. I think you definitely should go back to school. I feel like that is where you're supposed to go. At least in the next probably, I would think 6 months is where I feel like you need to be focusing on that. Does that sound like a good time for you?
Okay. In my love life.
And thinking about you going back to school, but I just pulled out the Ten of Pentacles. So it's going to be very fruitful. You know, finish up that school. I see a picture of a treasure chest just full of treasure coming out of it. So very good thing. Definitely go back to school.
Okay. Am I going to at least have a love life?
Tell you what, I can take a real quick look at that. What's your birthday?
11/12/1982.
11/12, okay. Oh, that's right. Yep, it's like you're in 8 o'clock, just like Jethro. Okay, of 82, so bad math tonight. It's like, what's your current age?
30.
Okay. Let's just see where you are at in your year for the moment. Because this year, okay, Yeah, see, this year is a long range. It's like you've got a lot of changes, you know, just basic changes coming up in your year anyway. Because you had the Five of Clubs as a long range card. And that, you know, clubs is about scholarly things, but fives are, you know, it's a really restless energy, and a lot of it is about changes, whether it's, you know, changing residences or, you know, changing work fields or, you know, just change or transition. Let's see, and where you are precisely at here is...
I do want to move. You were right. I do want to move. I don't know how soon that's going to be, but I just...
Yeah, it looks like the shift is there. You started your Jupiter time frame. It's like each of the planets are in your, you know, year for like 52 days. Right now you're in the Jupiter time frame, which started April 18th, and it'll go to June 9th. And the ones that are in that Jupiter time frame, you've got, oh, wow, you've got some really interesting ones. You've got a Seven of Hearts and you've got a Three of Hearts. I'll say the odd number cards are always the ones that are a little more difficult. They bring more of a... More of a two-sided energy. I mean, all of them have that, but the seventh is like a card of faith. Now, all the sevens have to do with your faith, and it's like, I see why you're interested in the love moment, because they're both the hearts right now. You got a Seven of Hearts and Three of Hearts. Three is a real changeable energy. It's also really creative energy. And, you know, you got to find something to do that's creative, or you end up like a hamster running on a wheel at night. You know, your mind does and everything else. Let's see, the seven in Jupiter... So it's possible that challenging situations might arise now connected to love and money. If you've mixed those two together somehow or other and you have some attachments to people or money, you might find yourself kind of in a quandary. On the other hand, it's a very blessed spiritual influence, and it's going to make it much easier than usual to adopt really a giving and selfless attitude, both in love and business. So if you do that, you know, you stand the chance of experiencing more love and financial prosperity than you can imagine just by, you know, adopting that selfless attitude. And let's see what the three says precisely as the heart. Because, like I say, I know that's a lot of creative energy. And I also, like I say, I know that, you know, if you're not somewhere where you can have a creative outlet, you know, you can literally, your mind can drive you buggy. Yeah, you've got an overabundance of charm and magnetism, and that could lead to social or romantic problems during that time period. Overdoing it romantically or scattering your interests could lead to relationships of questionable value and could cost you money if you mix love and money together. Wow. Seven and three, about the same thing. On the positive side, it's best used for success in social and business situations as you apply your charm to groups. The people you meet now could be very helpful in those two areas. Sometimes it can also represent having two love interests at the same time, or if so, the challenge could be just handling so much attention at the same time, or you're going, so where's the attention? Where's the love?
Right.
So the question is, how often have you been out your door? Because, you know, it's highly unlikely that the Fuller Brush Man or the Maytag Repairman or the UPS guy or, you know, the post office guy is going to be the love of your life because he might already be married.
Right.
So, you know, getting out. And when, you know, when do you think you're going to be starting the, are you already in the program? Are you already in the radiology stuff? Or are you already going back to school, or is that just something you're thinking about?
I was thinking about it, and I'm doing the steps to go to school. I have to fill out papers because when I got sick before,
right.
And basically I had to fill out papers saying I'll make a grade, blah, 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 because they have
right.
me on academic probation. Why, I don't know. But, yeah, so I'm filling out the papers, and I'm hoping that everything will go well and they approve everything. And I got all my doctor's notes, so I'm just hoping that that's okay. Let her go back to school.
You know, so maybe what happened before is if you got sick or something and didn't finish the semester, it's like what, you know, a lot of times what they'll do is, like, if you didn't finish the semester's work, you know, you can have as an incomplete, but it's like if you don't finish, you know, the coursework by a certain date, it reverts to an F. So it's like that may have been what happened. So it's like, yeah, that's what they call academic probation. It's just like, you know, it just means we're concerned that, you know, if you come to school, it's like, are you ready for this experience? Because, you know, really and truly, they don't want to see people go to school and not finish their classes, because then it's going to cost you more money to take the same class over. You
right.
know, and it's like, and in spite of the fact that people, you know, point the finger and accuse schools like, oh, you just have to make money. Really and truly, they're not. They're really actually in the business of educating, and they really want people to succeed when they come to school. And they don't want people to have to take you know, classes, you know, two or three times just because, you know, they didn't do well in a class for, you know, extenuating circumstances, especially, you know, so if you got the doctor's notes and this and that, it's like, you know, yeah, that hopefully will make a difference. And it's like, it just means that they want to see, you know, when you come back, just make sure that you follow through and, you know, and get the classes done that you sign up for. So it's like, you know, get a good grade in them.
Yeah. And Andrea, when I was pulling your cards, I got the tens of wands, pentacles, and swords. So with the tens, you want to be real careful about how you're planning the various steps. So in a relationship setting, you don't try and find your love life before you've figured out what's going on with baby's daddy, you know. Don't try and get into school until you've ironed out how you're going to pay for it. Just everything should come in proper order, and you'll find success. If you are determined to make these things happen, the universe will open up to you.
Okay, got it.
There you go. And the other thing that you can, you know, the best thing you can do for yourself, I know, I cannot remember in different times we've talked, have you ever seen the secret, you know, that one by one burn? About, you know, the positive, you know, the law of attraction, all kind of stuff. Have you seen that one or read the book?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Alrighty. It's worth going to the library and checking out. Another really good one is this book by Joel Osteen called I Declare. And he's a pastor at the Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. And this, it's phenomenal. It's like we were checking out YouTube stuff, my kids and I were, and it's this guy has 45,000 people attend his services every week. And I went, that's like a major sporting event, except it's for God and the Bible. It's like, wow. But he really has, you know, an amazing way of phrasing things. And one of the best things that you can do for yourself, to yourself, is, you know, when you talk to yourself, and there's actually a book written called, you know, When You Talk to Yourself, What to Say to Yourself 365 Days a Year. But say something positive. And one of the scriptures that he brought out was, you know, in there it says, the scripture tells us, let the weak say, I am strong. And the point of that one was, it's like, you know, if you are having a bad day, don't go, oh, man, I'm having a bad day, blah, 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 you know, because you're speaking that out to the universe, and it's like, you know, pretend like, you know, Aladdin, whatever, and the genie and all that. It's like, if you're holding a magic lamp in your hand, and it's like, you know, the genie's going to come out and grant you the first wish of whatever's out of your mouth. It's like, you want to make it a good wish, not a bad one. You know?
Right.
So whatever you're going to say, make it positive. You know, it's like, if you're having a bad day, say, I'm going to, you know, you might have the thought and going, oh, man, this isn't great, but you know what? I'm going to say something opposite. I'm going to go, thank you, God, that I'm alive today. That's your starters. And thank you that things are going to go better today. And thank you for your blessing on this day. Something like that. But speak, you know, he calls it speaking victory into your life. So do the same thing, you know, with your schooling, with your events in life that are going on. Speak something positive. Bless your life. Don't shoot yourself in the foot with your words.
Absolutely. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All righty. A good thought for the Mom's Day. It's like, and hopefully your kids were good to you today. Hopefully they minded you today. That's what I told my kids. They could do for me today. It was like, just mind me, man. Just make me not have to yell at you.
They were good up until, like, we went to church and everything, and we got home. They were good up until we got home.
Uh-huh.
Then they didn't want to clean their room, blah, 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 and... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another scripture that says, he that will not work, neither let him eat. Would we like to fast today, children? Here's some water. Here's some bread and water. Let me know when you get your food, and we'll have a piece of pie with ice cream instead. How about that? It's like, yeah, we'll work for food. I'll give them a whole different meaning. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in this day.
Thank you.
And I hope. And like I said, I hope you had a happy Mom's Day, you know, in spite of that little glitch there, but it's like, you might still bribe him.
Yeah.
Oh, have a good one.
You too.
All righty. Let's see. And we've got 504 here in the queue. And this is someone who was in the chat room, and they called in and said, yeah, I got a question. So 504, you are on live with us.
Hi.
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah.
I always love the name Ashley. I don't know why. Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Dream interpretation.
You said what? I'm sorry.
A dream interpretation.
Dream interpretation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she had a question on dream stuff. Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've been having this dream, like, off and on, like, 3 years straight.
Okay.
And it was about a guy who I never met in my lifetime. I was wondering what it means.
Okay. How'd the dream go?
All right. We met, like, a church function. He's, like, short, brown-skinned, glasses, who I never met. And we seemed to enjoy each other. After a while, he started getting serious and everything. And I woke up after that, I got spooked.
Wow. Yeah, and you say you've been having the same, like, for how long? For 3 years you've been having the same dream?
Yes.
Wow. And have you ever met this person yet?
No.
Not yet. You're meeting him in your dreams. It's like, okay, that's really cool. It's like, Seth, you want to take first shot at this? You want me to?
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking is, what we have is, you have the moral fiber behind it with the church that you're going to. You meet this guy. You're very specific about how this guy looks. Started having fun with him. You got to know him. And he started getting too serious, or you started getting too serious?
Well, both, really.
Okay, so you both started getting too serious, and you bolted. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's when you woke up because you were scared.
Yeah.
Right?
And I woke up and wrote it down. Yeah.
Which is
I'm not
is great
ready to commit yet. No.
Right. Well, no, that's perfect. Absolutely. I think that's perfect because right there, I think you're telling yourself exactly what that dream means. And what I would just say coming straight out is if you don't start being comfortable with your decisions and who you spend your time with, you may miss out on the person that that you may enjoy being or spending time with.
Long story short, he's everything quality I've written down.
What's that?
Things of what
you
I want in a guy.
You want to hear that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Well, good. So you're in a relationship right now.
No, I'm single.
No, she's single. She's single. It's like she's
okay.
Kind of waiting to meet somebody. My question is going to be, you know, since you get to the part of the dream where it's like, you know, you both are getting too, you know, you say you're too serious or, you know, too quick. It's like, what is there, where my thought would be is there may be some stuff, you know, happened in your past or whatever that needs some clearing or reprogramming, you know. It's like, you know, why would you think this? It's like, you know, is it, you know, do you think you're not worthy of this person or, you know, did something happen, you know, in your past, you know, whatever that you know, you think, oh man, you know, somebody could never accept me for this, or, you know, or what is it that is that makes you concerned about either the commitment, or it might be something like loss of freedom, you know, something like that. It's like sometimes, you know, because when we're in a relationship, when we're alone, when we're a single person, you can call all the shots. You know, you don't have to be, you know, beholden to anyone. You don't have to say, hey, honey, you know, I'm going to disappear for a couple hours down to the store and, you know, take a shopaholic trip. You know, it's like you can just go, you know. But when you have somebody else in your life that you're having to be with, it's like, you know, relationships take a lot of energy. They really do. They're like, I call it like growing a garden, you know. So it's like, is it, you know, and a lot of people will shy away from the idea of, it really feels like to them like they're losing their freedom. It's like, oh my goodness, if I get, you know, serious about this person, it's like I'm not gonna, I'm gonna lose who myself is. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna have to, you know, be under somebody else's thumb or something like that. You know, I mean, all these kind of thoughts can go on. So I'm just kind of wondering if there's something like that kind of going on with you, where it's like,
you kind of, in one way, you know, I'm really kind of enjoying singleness. It's like it really sucks to go to the movies by myself type of thing. But on the other hand, you enjoy a lot of freedom as a single person. Having been there and having remembered that and having now five kids and two, three, four grandkids later, it's like, you know, I can honestly say your single days are really kind of nice. But, you know, on the other hand, when you get used to the work collar and the, you know, and pulling the load behind you, it's like, it's not so bad.
Well, and you can carry energy also from past lives. So you might have had an instance in a past life that has made it difficult for you to stay in a long relationship now. So, and you can help by healing yourself. You can get past life assistance to kind of mend those wounds. And
clean
stuff
out.
That will help you.
I'm kind of curious, though. What's your birthday? Just all I need is just, you know, like your month and day.
July the 10th.
July 10th. Okay, Cancerian person. July. Oh, yep. Okay, well, that would explain it right there. You're five of diamonds with the seven of clubs. Five of diamonds is the first card, and that is the fives are very restless people. I can tell you this because I'm a five. I'm just a different suit, but it's like five energy. They're the ones that it's like, you know, you talk about freedom, and it's like that's really an important concept to fives. It's like it's almost like to settle down in a relationship. It's almost like going from horseback riding, you know, where you can race across the plains type of stuff, and really, you know, have that freedom to go on. I have to get off the horse and walk now. And there's some of that, you know, kind of going on. The name of the card itself is called the Seeker of Worth. But just kind of here, it's like the Five of Diamonds people are restless and changeable romantically. And it says they're often averse to commitment for these reasons. Many of them have difficulty making a relationship work for an extended period of time. You know, you're very romantic. Many have, you know, a lot of charm, romantic inclinations, you know, symbolize you've got a Jack of Clubs and Venus. And then that other Jack, the Jack of Diamonds as a karma card. You're attached to those of wit and creativity. You know, you can let yourself, you know, you can be quite charming. But sometimes you have a little bit of that calculating and crafty, he calls it, when it comes to love. Many cases, love is somewhat of a mental game to you. And sometimes you lose sight of your feelings, you know, as a diamond person, because you get wrapped up in your analysis of all the concepts of love. You know, you can be very like a fox, you know. It's like really kind of like, you know, sneak along and avoid the hounds, you know, type of stuff. But at the same time, contact with books and other educational materials about love relationships has a tremendous positive impact on you, and it brings you up, you know, to a higher level of more happiness. The whole concept of marriage and the yearning for intimacy, you know, that love requires is a major challenge for you, and one that, you know, you're going to deal with probably often during the course of this life. But being that five, you know, you often don't want to return to the confinement of, you know, quote, the box that marriage can represent to you, and you really want to, you know, explore and undertake new adventures. You know, you're very adventurous. It's like that's just kind of, you know, some of the path of the five. So it's like, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of that going on. You know, it's like, acknowledge it or not, you know, you're kind of an adventurous lady. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been hurt a lot, and I just don't want to be hurt again.
Okay, there we go. And there's the other piece of that puzzle. Okay, I wondered about that. Okay. Yeah, because you've also got that open heart. And it's like,
part of relationships, we all get hurt in relationships. So you've got to kind of play, you know, the line, walk the line with it, you know. Give only what you are confident in giving, but also you've also got to put a little bit out of you to get out there to get a little bit back, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I was sneaking here. It's like I was looking at your seven of clubs, at planetary ruler, because a lot of times the seven cards are called, you know, the spiritual cards. And it's like, you know, cards of faith. You know, have a little faith and love will come to you. But the seven of clubs gives you really a spiritual or philosophical nature to your thinking and disposition. You might also be a little bit skeptical or critical, you know, but inward sometimes, you know, you hold on to what they call less practical ideas or beliefs. You know, you probably have many realizations about life as you experience your mental awakening from time to time. You do like to spend money. That's one of the, you know, diamond things. You need to be careful in your management of it. But you also kind of secretly desire to be either noticed or recognized others by others. You might gravitate towards a job that allows you that recognition or attention. And you might find that you fluctuate between being very carefree and joyous to being quite worried and down about different things. You know, and you might have what they call some unusual mental gifts. You might have some very intuitive things. I'm thinking, you know, July, that's the Cancer people. I'm thinking that makes a lot of sense where, you know, Cancer women especially, you know, you guys want to be the homemaker too. So that's really, you know, a deal. And it's like, you know, you guys are like the home baked bread and the milk and cookies, you know, for the kids after school, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's really hard when, you know, when you've had relationships that kind of, you know, burst your bubble or, you know, slam you on the rocks of reality. And it's like, that's, yeah, that's hard to kind of, you know, kind of clear some of that out. One of the things you might do is I'm kind of just sitting here, you know, mentally going through the harvest. It's like if you see yourself as like a garden, it's like if you can look at some of those old hurts and that kind of thing and say, you know what, this piece of, you know, rock-looking thing right here, that was that hurt that so-and-so. It's like, and it's still right there, and it still hurts, you know. I mean, I don't know if you saw the lion or the baboon, you know, whack Simba in the head with his stick, and he says, you know, he goes, whack, you know, and say, hey, he's like, hey, that hurts, and he says, and the baboon's like, oh, but that's in the past, you know, he says, yeah, but it still hurts, you know,
right.
It's like, you know, the things in the past, you know, can still hurt, so it's like, it's a question, what can you do, you know, and I might even think, you know, so if you have a church or, you know, a counselor, you know, somebody that you trust, so, maybe go in for a little bit of also just, you know, spiritual counseling and say, you know, what can I do to either, you know, forgive, maybe not forget because you don't want to forget the lessons, but forgive, you know, the people that did this and say, you know, help me clean this out, help me be healed and whole. You know, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit of that going on because until you kind of get rid of the baggage from, you know, from previous relationships or previous hurts, it makes it awful hard for something to come in if there's still, you know, those rocks and those stumps and those, you know, tree things. It's like, you know, you need to do a little land clearing there, you know, and get your garden for this good guy that wants to come in.
All right. Thank you.
And Seth, I'm sorry. I'll let you have a few words now.
No. You know, it's so funny because you, on Mother's Day, you channeled my mother when you started talking about that Lion King moment. That was her very favorite part of the book. I just sit back and let you talk. It's so funny that you said that today. So, thank you, Mom,
very
for coming
through.
Yeah. Oh, it was so perfect. You don't even know. She used to rewind the movie every time. Like, it was 10, 15 times we'd watch that. It doesn't matter. It's in the book. You know? So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. You got it. I pulled seven of cups, you know, for you. Decision. You got to make a decision. But you got to put yourself out there before you can get anything back. And that's the only thing I can that I can come up with right now for you. That's the one thing that's coming to mind. So, you know, I know that you're looking for, you know, you're looking for that loving relationship. I feel like that when you put yourself out there to get it is when you'll start manifesting that person. Now, and what I would say is when you do that, pull out a piece of paper, write down exactly what you want in a man. Write down, you know, that he's going to love me. He's going to, you know, there's certain characteristics about him. Describe him. You know, I want a short, dark-haired, with glasses, man who will love me, you know what I mean? Put that in there. And
because he doesn't have to be short and dark haired. You know, it's like, he doesn't have to have glasses.
but you know, this guy has been in your dreams for 3 years. So let's go.
I was going to say, you know, he's already got the dream guy right there. And he's kind of going, ding dong, ding dong. It may not be Avon calling, but I'm waiting for you to get ready for me.
But and Ashley, don't be afraid to manifest the things that you want to happen in your life, because it isn't by accident that you are where you're at. You have already laid out everything that you're going to do in your lifetime. Now just start putting those things in action. It's time to do this now. This is what I'm looking for. This is how I want it to be. And you can make that stuff happen.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that idea, yeah. You know, have a good mom's day. It's like, you know, hopefully either
I'm not
either
a mom.
You're not a mom. Do you have a you must have a mom.
Yeah, I do.
Hopefully you said hi to her today and said, you know, thanks mom that I'm on the planet. For whatever
Always.
Else you did, thank you. I'm here.
Every day is mom's day.
That's awesome. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Talk soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, call in again. And I'm sitting
That's
here thinking, you know, like Tuesdays, you know, it's like someone else might have, I'm trying to think who are the people who are the I shouldn't say the rock cleaners, but, you know, it's like Pamela's real good with love and relationships. She does stuff on Tuesdays. Gary Wimmer says you're going to be hosting Gary Wimmer tomorrow. It's like, and he's the rock guy with Lithomancy. He does rock readings. It's really amazing. You'll get a kick out of him. And Wednesday is Janine. Janine's our healer. She's there, you know, one of many. But it's like, you know, she'll do clearings and healings like on the air. And it's like, you know, if you call in and say, you know, I've got some, you know, tree stumps or whatever that need to be cleared, you know, cleared out of my garden here to make way for my dream guy who's coming in. It's like, she'll probably take a look and go, you know, would you like, I mean, she, you know, she does a body scan. It's like, and she'll just go, would you like that cleared out? And she's from like England. So it's like very English accent. It's like, but she's really cool. So, you know, call back in on some of those days and it's like, you know, get some of the stuff done, you know, for free on air.
Well, sure. So
she's awesome. Janine rocks.
Yeah, she does.
All right, Susan went.
All righty.
Noted. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, and thank you
right,
for calling
you.
In.
No problem.
All righty. Yeah, definitely. Whoops. Oh, let's see. Whoa. What happened there? All right, got too quick happy there. She hung up on us, and I clicked you instead.
I was wondering what this was. Yeah, I got a note. I hear you. Who is that? You go.
What is that? It's Blog Talk. It's Blog Talk. My favorite voice.
We're kind of listening. What was that? What was one of the things you did that your mom didn't know about? I know you're the one who brought it up, so I really want to know. But you got to tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you the big story. This wasn't while I was growing up. This was after I was out of the house. This was after I had three kids. And it's like, you know, you still do stuff you don't want to tell your folks about.
Right.
So mine was a driving adventure in Wyoming. And I still have this blue Suburban that this thing occurred in. And, oh, golly, this was back in, oh, shoot, this was before Jazz and Barry showed up. So about 14 years ago this happened. And both my parents were still on the planet at that time. They were both still in the physiological body. So here I am. I'm driving. We lived in Wyoming. And it was over by, you know, well, just about every town in Wyoming is a small town. You know, there's like, you know, 80 miles between all the towns in Wyoming is very spread out. So I was motoring down the highway, and it was a good snowy, you know, icy. Well, it wasn't snowy. It was clear, actually, but it had been snowy. The snow plows had been out, but they were clearing, you know, clearing the roads and stuff. So I was, you know, just, you know, buzzing right along about 30 miles an hour because that was what I thought was a safe, you know, rate of travel for that time of day and where I was at. So I go around, it's like I was coming onto the interstate, so I came around, it's like, you know, kind of took my foot off the gas, crept around a little curve, you know, I mean, it was a nice, big, broad curve, it was fine, straightened out, started to go down the interstate straight, and all of a sudden, I'd heard about this event, I'd never, ever, ever had it happen to me, but it's like, the truck drivers call it, you know, it's like when you, they jackknife if you have a semi-rig, and it's like, they say, yep. That trailer comes around in front of the tractor and is like going, wow. And that's exactly what started happening. I'm going forwards, and all of a sudden, my vehicle, which I've never misbehaved before, started going, it started sliding to the left. It just started a turn all on its own. It was just like, you know, one of those slow-mo ice rink moments. I was like going, la-da-dee-da. It's like, I feel like I'm in a giant ice skate. Yippee. So it goes all the way around. If it gone a little bit further before I hit the dirt, it would have just, you know, taken me down to the bar pit backwards. I would have quit, and it's like then I could have put in four-wheel drive and just come back up on the road. No, I didn't quite make it all the way around. My tires kind of hit first the back ones and the front ones, and it just laid my whole rig over. It's like, thank God, I always wear my seatbelt, yee-haw. You know, so there I am looking up at the passenger side And there was a lady behind me. Come on. Oh, we got 60 seconds. I'm not going to finish this one. I can tell. Anyway, so long story short, the highway cops show up and say, well, we can tell that you weren't going very fast. You know, it's like, but it totally pretty much destroyed the whole left side of my vehicle. Insurance company totaled it out. I took the $4,500. I went to a person who did body work, and I begged them if they would please just make it look good. It's like I never, ever, ever told my parents I laid my rig over, and they never knew until they got on the other side. I figured my dad would kill me. Once he found out it was still alive, then he'd kill me.
That's funny. But we are almost out of time.
Yeah. Okay. Tom, one more time, how to visit your site and about your special Mother's Day, your Mother's Day special. 10 seconds.
All right. 50% off until the end of May. Come to my site, psychicsex.com, and go to Psychics Gone Wild to see all of us. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Thanks for playing along with us today.
Right.
We got the chat room all with funny faces up and laughing. There we go.
Right.
She's like, I'm not going to tell my mom because she still doesn't know.
And I got away scot-free without having to tell my story. Look how that ended up.
I know better. It's like next time we do this gig, it's like I'm going to make you tell.
Right.
I will talk to you later. Have a good one.
Right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Good night.